This Isn't One of the Stories I Remember by Robin Wyatt Dunn. This is from chapter 99. The end of the semester recedes like a long and bloody wave. My students toss about on its foamy surface, arms waving in air. I have attached a breathing apparatus to my face, and I sink under the water, down to the dark heart of the sea. My students cling to my back as we approach the wreck, peering through the portholes and the fissures in the hull. Fish stream out when our light hits the interior, spraying tiny bubbles through the red mist. The treasure will have to wait. We're out of air. I hand them the apparatus to catch their breath, and we hold hands as we float to the surface, raising our arms into the cold evening to await the government helicopter to fetch us out of the sea. There is no memory nor light in education, nor is there hope. There's only meaning, like geometric barnacles clustering over the rock of ages. Meaning insists on its own things, independent of all else and without mercy, frequency, or hesitation. A bull with no bones and no blood, all horn, into your belly and out through your mouth is meaning. No matador may ever conquer it, for its edge in turn is your own body and mind spent in the doing of it. We're ready for it to end. I hoist my students onto the rope ladder, and they clamber one by one into the belly of the helicopter. They look down at me, and I raise my hand, and I dip my face back into the bloody waves. The fish are watching me, swirling over the wreck of America, thrashing in the dark light, luminous and unreal, impossibly distant. I surface and hold on to the ladder as we're lifted out over the ocean and back to the winter coming, a vacation sands adventure where we can secure our brains to our dark hammocks, away from the ocean spirits who are always calling us down.